are here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have co-op's very own Amanda Atchison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. How's the conference going for you? You got half the conference walking through here.
I know.
So.
Yeah. Busy time. Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah.
We love GAC. It's always busy. Mm-hmm. And get to see a lot of our clients and see all of our colleagues. So it's fun.
Indeed. And you guys have a great booth in there. You get
Thank
really
you.
Good job this year.
Thank
so
you.
It's really cool. I like the whole video thing on the upper roof ceiling thing that you guys got.
We call that our billboard.
You can see it from everywhere, literally.
Yes.
Literally. All right, so we're going to talk about co-op at GAC, which we just touched on, and then your own thing coming up here later this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Coming up fast.
But let's address GAC. So what are some of your goals here? What do you guys want to achieve here?
So our theme this year is Activate Your Next, and it's all about how to own more member moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really wanting credit unions to see the opportunity when it comes to owning more of the life cycle moments that you know, credit unions typically have been known for those life stage moments, like buying a home, buying a car, mm-hmm. getting married, being there for those big moments in a member's life.
Right.
But we're seeing this big opportunity within the life cycle. So how a member pays for, you know, throughout their entire day, whether that's getting an Uber, mm-hmm. if they're someone like me that travels quite a bit, you're, you know, going from airport to airport, getting Starbucks, you know, doing whatever it is that you need to do,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you're there during those moments so that members think of you when they have those big life
mm-hmm.
cycle moments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of our overall messaging that
mm-hmm.
That we have at GAC and Think and our overall, you know, 2020 platform.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when you get into the booth, you'll see we have several demo stations. So we have a lot of new products and upcoming products that we're demoing this year. So that's really exciting. We've got the developer portal that launched late last year
mm-hmm.
that we have live today, and
mm-hmm.
we're demoing that. We have our Co-op Insight Center as well, which is something that's we're giving kind of a sneak preview of here at GAC.
Yeah,
so
nice.
A lot of exciting things over
mm-hmm.
there to check out.
So you on your booth, we just talked about it, there's a sign there or a message on there that says your members are asking.
Yeah.
So give us the story behind this.
Yeah. So you know, members are you know, looking at how they're being serviced through other providers, like, you know, within big tech, and thinking about the experiences that they get outside of their financial institution. So are you answering what they're asking for? Are you there during those moments that, like, are you there in Apple Pay, you know, when they want to use that, you know, their device to pay, you know,
mm-hmm.
being there when they want you to be.
Is your card top of phone or
exactly.
top of wallet?
Yeah, it's so important.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So one thing that you want people to learn at GAC, what do you want them to learn from co-op this year?
I would go back to the demos that I was talking about. So I would love for credit unions to come in and check those out. The developer portal, for example, is where we're housing all of our APIs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have right now 9 in there that we started out with, and we'll be adding more in 2020. And you'll see as we start to bring new products to market, like digital issuance is a good example that is on our roadmap for this year.
And digital issuance, you mean by
digital
like
card
an ID?
Issuance. So digital card issuance.
Oh, okay,
when,
gotcha.
When you're getting a new card, instead of having to wait for it in the mail, it'll show up on your phone. So you'll be able to start paying immediately.
Wow. Oh, I like that.
So that's something we're working on for this year. But the great thing about the developer portal and why it's so important as a platform component for us is that that's going to be available as an API. So it'll be available through our developer portal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be faster to market for co-op, faster
mm-hmm.
to market for credit unions. So,
so
that's
like
exciting.
That.
Yeah.
I like that. That'll be exciting for members too.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because, you know, usually, like you said, when you lose a card or something happens to that card, I gotta wait 7 to 10 days or for you get something.
Yeah.
Or sometimes
and
there's instant issuance, which is great.
Right.
But that digital instant to have it appear on your phone, are you kidding
so
me?
Then you make sure you stay top of
wallet. Yeah.
Top of digital.
Good
wallet.
Point.
Yeah.
Good point. Oh, you guys are so smart. My gosh.
Speaking
of which, the role of payments deepening the member relationship. It seems like it seems like payments is becoming like the main thing at a credit union now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously loans are the bread and butter, but payments is coming up. So why is this so important right now?
Well,
what's
it's
going on?
Kind of going back to what I talked to a bit ago about the life cycle. So
mm-hmm.
we're seeing this opportunity within a member's life cycle to own those moments and really in turn have that member relationship that, that they think about you for those bigger purchases. Mm-hmm. So while payments are, you know, smaller purchases every day, they add up. And, you know, if you think about how a consumer transacts, you know, it goes back to payments.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure that you're able to provide that experience and those solutions that your members expect so that you're the card that they're reaching
right,
for.
Right. So. And you guys have been talking about lifestyle versus yes. life
stage.
Milestones or
yeah.
life stages. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm finding that so true. I mean,
yeah.
you really didn't think about it before,
no,
but
yeah.
I saw Samantha yes. Paxson do her keynote at the Underground Collision thing yesterday, and what she was talking about is like, hey, yeah, I've received loans through my credit
right.
union,
yeah.
three of them over the last, yeah. I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
But then she gave an example of her last 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I use my payments, I use my phone or my device at least a dozen times, you know?
Yeah.
So
totally.
To have your credit union be there for each of that is growing in importance, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Let's see here. Let's talk about Think.
Okay.
Think 20. That's what, is that early May?
Yes, May 4th through 7th.
In Dallas, Texas?
Yes. Yeah.
Big D.
I'm
wow.
excited. Yeah,
so tell
I
us what's going to happen there.
Yeah, I'm excited because I live in Houston. So
oh, you do? Also hop a skip and jump for you?
My home state, so that's going to be fun. Yeah, so really excited for Think. We're getting down to the home stretch there. It's coming up fast.
Yeah.
But our theme this year is Activate Your Next.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pulling, you know, kind of doing a preview of that here at GAC. But it's all about how to get to the next level. So last year after Think ended, we all kind of knew that the next iteration of Think would be really focused on the how and how do you get to you know these big things that we're talking about
mm-hmm.
at Think and you know at conferences and you know thought leadership in general, how do we get to that next
mm-hmm.
level? And so we are really diving into that, and one way that we're doing that I'm excited about, and it's something that we'll be announcing more formally in a couple weeks, is we're working with EY on a proprietary assessment that we'll be offering attendees of Think that will
oh really
yeah that will give them a strategic model that makes sense for them based on the information that they input. So it helps give them something more tangible than we've ever been able to do in the past. So we really knew, like, if we're going to do how this year at Think, we have to really do it.
You have to exhibit it.
Yeah.
Have to practice it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm excited for that. So there will be more to come on that, but a little sneak preview of what Think 20.
Nice teaser, Amanda.
Yeah.
Now we're sitting on pins and needles.
Yeah.
So is there anything else unique about the agenda that we should know about or to kind of pique our interest
We've got some great speakers. You know, we're always
You guys knock it out of the park with your speakers.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We're always looking, you know, we're not necessarily looking for like just the big name. We're looking for somebody that can really further the story. So we've actually got a couple that are coming back that have spoke previously, I think. So Scott Belsky is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him talk. He wrote a book called The Messy Middle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about how you get at that from that point in any venture where you're kind of in that middle part where
mm-hmm.
you're past the beginning where it's really exciting, you've got this vision, but you're not quite to that point where you've achieved that vision and you're in that
mm-hmm.
fun middle part that a lot of us are in, you know?
Well, it's after the honeymoon phase, you know? It's like, okay, now we really got to work at this.
Yeah, where there's just, you know, fires to put out. How do you get past that and, you know, learn strategies? So I'm excited for that one. And we've got another chef this year. So last year we had Jose Andres and coincidentally, Roy Choi is another chef that we're bringing to Think, and he really started the food truck movement. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So he has a really great story. He has a Netflix series called Chef. So excited about that. It's a little bit of a, you know, especially different, you know, looking outside of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've got a lot of great.
If you want food trucks, go out by the Washington Monument, and there are like 100 of them lined up.
Okay.
Bumper to bumper, all the way on the sidewalk. So if you're into food trucks, the Washington Monument
Good
is the
know.
Place to be.
Good
so
to
really
know.
Cool stuff. All right, Amanda, last question for you. Where can folks sign up for Think? Where do they go to find out more information?
So coopthink.org.
Okay.
So that's coopthink.org.
Okay, good deal.
All
right, Amanda, thank you so much as always.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in Dallas in May.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you always knock it out of the park with your show.
Thank
so
you.
Good job.
Yes.
All right, Amanda,
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll let you get back to work.
All right.
Appreciate it.